With SDPB News, I'm Jeremy Ludeman. The Minnehaha County Public Defender's Office is suing the State Human Services Center in Yankton. The hospital is accused of denying admittance to an 18-year-old criminal defendant and defying a judge's order. The suit is filed on behalf of Samson Ballou. While he was being transported to the facility, county officials were told there was no bed space available. According to the plaintiff, the hospital won't say when they'll have space for Ballou. They add the center does not have authority to refuse a commitment order from a judge. Ballou is charged with disorderly conduct and resisting arrest after a fight at Sioux Falls Roosevelt High School in May of last year. Last month, a judge ruled Ballou was not fit for trial based on a psychiatric evaluation. Both of South Dakota's Division I women's college basketball teams have accepted invitations to the Women's National Invitation Tournament, or WNIT. The defending tournament champion, University of South Dakota Coyotes, opened their tournament on Thursday against North Dakota. That game is scheduled for the Sanford Coyotes Sports Center in Vermilion. It's the first postseason game to be played in USD's new facility. South Dakota State will also play at home in its first WNIT game. The Jackrabbits will meet the Northern Illinois Huskies with that game set for Thursday as well. With a win Thursday, the Coyotes would play either Iowa or Missouri State in the second round. SDSU would take on the winner between Colorado and Nevada Las Vegas. With two wins each, the Coyotes and Jackrabbits would meet in the third round of the tournament. The championship game for the WNIT is scheduled for Saturday, April 1st. A federal judge is setting aside a nearly $1 million award in a trademark infringement case involving the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. The owners of the brand SMRI sued Walmart and a Rapid City business for what the plaintiffs claim was improperly using the Sturgis trademark on merchandise. Federal Judge Jeffrey Viken has upheld SMRI's trademark rights but set aside the jury award. This is SDPB News.